Episode number 3 of Medical Technology. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ken Chavez. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Surgical Procedure Medical Technology. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. However, demographic trends are not the only driver of the volume of operations. Technological and competitive forces will also have a significant impact on the future course of operations. Advances in biomedical technology will lead to new surgical interventions that will render existing surgical procedures obsolete. Patients' demand for less invasive procedures is already driving the development of natural endoscopic procedures such as cataract surgery. To minimize the invasiveness of the surgery and improve the precision of its operations, surgeons are calling for more advanced imaging techniques. While imaging arms provide improved visualization for pre-planning and hardware placement, they can also reduce or eliminate subsequent operations. With a kind of GPS system for the brain and spine, surgical navigation systems enable surgeons to precisely identify areas of interest to them. This improves the surgeon's ability to plan the operation and minimizes complications during surgery. This technology combines augmented reality with enhanced technology to enable surgeons to display important additional information about the patient in real time, while they are still in use, and allows them to display important, additional information about a patient, such as blood pressure, heart rate, blood flow, and other vital information. This is communicated through an imaging system to create a three-dimensional representation that surgeons use to accurately navigate instruments relative to the patient's anatomy. Although these inventions open up the possibility that they will eventually replace human surgeons, they are likely to be used only in the future to support and improve surgeons' work. One possible solution might be for one doctor to perform the procedure while another evaluates its effects. If the sensor can dissolve, it reduces the need for additional surgery and reduces pain. Surgical procedures will also depend much more on surgeons, who may be better at one type of surgery than another. The use of sham operations is unethical, so Van der Linden suggests randomizing patients so that different surgeons perform the surgery that best suits them. These controls could include alternative treatments that include medicines or equipment. The thoracic surgeon at Hurley Medical Center is certified in complex surgical areas and trained in a wide range of surgical techniques and procedures, as well as in the application of minimally invasive procedures. The surgeon pursues minimally invasive surgical options due to the low cost and high quality of medical care available to his patients. In many cases, including some of the most complex medical conditions, treatments can be performed using minimally invasive surgical techniques that shorten recovery time, promote faster healing, and lead to positive patient outcomes. New techniques often involve the use of less invasive techniques such as microincisions, subcutaneous surgery, or bone marrow removal. Minimally invasive surgery has become accepted in almost all specialties and often replaces traditional open surgery and is becoming the standard of care for many procedures. Board-certified vascular surgeons in the U.S. and around the world offer a wide range of surgical treatment options to patients with vascular diseases and disorders. Hurley Medical Center's surgeons are committed to bringing our patients the latest surgical advances and best practices in their respective specialties. A study published in JAMA Surgery in February 2016 looked at the impact of robotic procedures on patient satisfaction in the U.S. The results showed that patients were less likely to receive robot-assisted surgery if their operations were performed in hospitals with competitive regional markets. The researchers concluded that the decision to purchase a surgical robot was influenced by factors such as the quality of the surgery, the patient's medical history, and the competitive market of the hospital. Hospitals are investing in new device designs and digital technologies that promise a new era of innovation in surgery. In the context of these industry trends, an overview of the advanced technologies expected on the way to surgery and their impact on patient satisfaction follows. In some cases, surgeons can control robots and cameras to move the patient's body through tiny incisions. In other cases, doctors can create GPS-like maps projected onto the patient's body to help him operate more accurately, and the anatomy is seen practically throughout the operation. Robot-assisted surgical devices are computer-assisted surgical systems and can be used to perform surgical procedures. Sometimes referred to as robotic surgery, RS devices allow surgeons to use computer software and technology to control and move surgical instruments. The benefits of ROS devices can include facilitating minimally invasive surgery and supporting complex tasks in confined areas of the body. They are used in a wide range of minimally invasive techniques that lead to pain reduction and faster recovery. Ophthalmologists are experienced surgeons who use cutting-edge technologies, including laser surgery, to fix problems and promote faster recovery while minimizing patients' pain. Specialized in the treatment of glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa and multiple sclerosis, certified neurosurgeons perform extremely complicated operations that require extensive inpatient treatment. This has been Medical Technology, Episode 3. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.